Heavenly Father, God of all grace, with all your might and with all your sacrifice, you sought to win us and to make us your own. So work in us a devotion, a holy hunger for your word, that your light, your truth, your grace might dwell in us and move us each and every day to bring you glory and honor. In Christ our Savior, amen. I was in the grocery store the other day looking at peaches. They smell good. I picked up a yellow peach. Wow, my fingers told me what my eyes couldn't see. That peach was soft and mushy. Have you ever picked right from the tree a beautiful peach or apple, taken a bite out of it, and had to spit it out? What a shock. What looked to be so good really was so bad. Jesus compares people to fruit. He says of the false prophets, those who look so good but lead you astray, by their fruit you will recognize them. Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Jesus makes it sound so simple. Look at the fruit of a person's words and actions, and we will be able to distinguish between the false prophets and God's true prophets. Sometimes it seems a lot more complicated to us in this world. There are many beautiful, intelligent, charismatic people saying so many contradictory things about God. How are we to know what the good fruit of truth is and what the bad fruit of lies is? To make it harder, the bad fruit is intoxicating, addictive, and always deadly. If left on our own, we would be in a tailspin of confusion. But that is the point. We are not on our own. Jesus is with us. God has given us in his word everything we need to know the good fruit from the bad fruit, to consume the healthy fruit and throw away the poison fruit, and to bear holy fruit in our lives, and to cut out of our lives any branch that wants to produce evil fruit. He has given us his word. God's word changes everything. God's word, our faith, our life. Jesus warns us to watch out for three deadly traps within the Christian church: the lying wolves, the religious imposters, and the oceanfront tiki builders. Jesus wants us to take his words very seriously when he says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?" Then I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Who are these wolves in sheep's clothing? Jesus says they are false prophets, con men, scammers, and false clergy. Always look as though they have our best interests at heart. They know our names and have such compassion for us. That is how they gain our trust. Jesus calls false clergy ferocious wolves. With great conviction, they exalt their intellect, their emotions, the world's popular opinion over the clear word of God. Out of the evil in their hearts, they twist God's words to suit their purposes. They recite Satan's lies. Did God really say? These false teachers try to cast doubt on everything God has said. They seem to be succeeding in destroying God's church, but Jesus rules over all things. Fake clergy, though wolves in sheep clothing, will not escape. They are the bad trees that will be thrown into the fire of God's wrath. Religious imposters are those who call out, "Lord, Lord, did we not?" They are looking for a relationship with their Savior built on their own good works. "Lord, Lord, didn't we go to church every Sunday? Lord, Lord, didn't we stay away from alcohol, drugs, gambling, and prostitution? Lord, Lord, haven't we proven that we are good people, better than so many others who live in open defiance of you and your word?" Jesus replies, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." There is no repentance in their hearts, no need for a Savior for their souls. For them, Jesus is just a morality coach to cheer them on to a piety that they hope earns heaven for them. Jesus calls them evildoers. It is pure evil to lead people to trust their own deeds, their prayers, their financial offerings as the payment for their sins. Oceanfront tiki builders are those who attend church but are not part of God's church. They have no foundation under them to keep them safe. They build their homes, their families, and their lives upon the sand of fun times, lots of money, and success. The ocean waves roll right up to their doorstep. Their motto for life is, "Eat, drink, and be merry. Have no thought about tomorrow." Their tropical paradise will soon turn into an eternal tragedy. The hurricane of God's wrath is coming. Their lives will come crashing down under the weight of God's fury. They will be swept away for eternity in God's punishment. They did not want the rock of God's word to be the foundation for their lives. Lying wolves, religious imposters, and oceanfront tiki builders do not draw their faith and life from God's word. Their faith is in themselves. Their gods are themselves. What fruit is Jesus looking for from his people? "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." Have you ever asked your child, "Are you listening to me?" Did they give you the answer of a blank stare or a smile of bewilderment? Don't zone out on Jesus. "Everyone who hears these words of mine." Are we listening with our whole heart? Do we hunger to know more of God's word? We are to have nothing to do with the many false teachings passed off as God's truth. The Bible means everything to God's people. Our faith and life have been given birth from the pages of Holy Scripture. Our faith and life have grown up and grown strong, inwardly digesting every word that comes from the mouth of God. God's word is our faith and our life. Jesus reveals God's mysteries on the pages of the Bible. In spite of all the so-called Christian leaders who deny these truths, we are to hear, listen, understand, and trust what God has told us. All Scripture is God-breathed. God's word doesn't say some Scripture is God-breathed. In the beginning, God created. The Bible doesn't say, in the beginning, the world started to evolve. You were dead in your transgressions and sins. Dead is dead. Jesus doesn't say that by nature we have any spark of goodness in us. From birth, we have no favorable disposition toward God. Whoever believes in me has eternal life. Scripture knows nothing about sinners working their way to heaven, earning their salvation. Forgiveness is a free gift of God for all sinners. All who believe in Jesus will be with him in paradise. God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them. Do we hear how Jesus paid for the sins of everyone? Purchased forgiveness for all, not just some people. See that you do all I command you. Do not add to it or take away from it. God never gives us the liberty to change his word. He expects us to understand it and obey it. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Our sins need to be confessed, not denied or swept under the carpet. We need Jesus to forgive us and purify us. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is no other way to heaven. Those who believe that Jesus gave his life to pay for their sins will be in heaven. And those who do not believe will be in hell. In Christian churches today, those teachings are debated, denied, and ignored. Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man." What does Jesus mean by put them into practice? Your baseball coach might yell out instructions on how to pitch the ball or swing the bat. He may change your stance or tell you to block out all distractions and focus on the ball. If you hear his words and trust his words, then you will begin to practice his words. They will get into your mind and blood, and you will start living them. Jesus wants us to trust him. Trust him so much that we hang on his every word. So much that we want his word to be in our minds, in our blood, to be the fuel in our tank, driving us every day of our lives. With that firm trust, then, we build our homes, our families, and our lives on the only foundation that there is, Jesus and his promises. Day after day, our thoughts, our words, and our actions are to be under the control and command of the Word of God. God's Word, our faith, our life. With our hearts and with our lives, with our family and with our congregation, we worship our God. We confess our sins. We rejoice in His forgiveness. We trust his word and bend our will around his perfect will for our lives. In order to remain on the foundation of God that God has provided, we do not add to his word or subtract from it, but our lives are in his word each and every day. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. The fruit of faith that Jesus is looking for on the good trees is simply taking Jesus at his word, believing, trusting in what he says, and then living in that salvation, that truth, that light that comes from our Savior. We might have trouble spotting good peaches in the market, but the more we are in God's Word, the more we will spot false teachers and their lies. The more we will have confidence that we are in the Lord through His sacrifice of atonement, and the more we will be able to build our entire lives around His Word, His truth, and His will. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. Amen. We pray, God of all grace, keep us close through the power of Your Holy Word, that we might be aglow in Your grace and truth all the days of our life, in Christ our Savior. Amen.